This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go, Travis Thomas Experience here at Fenway Park. It feels so good to say that. It feels so good to be here. Although I got to tell you, I'm going to lead with this. It is bizarre around here with all of the protest. Oh my God, I knew it was happening. I've seen it on the news. But when I got here, it's the first thing I saw. It's picketers all outside here at Fenway Park. Then you get inside, they're all through the concourse, you know, obviously not working, but they're everywhere in here. I don't know how they're doing this. Is it like hockey waves or something? Is it like lines? Like I was thinking to myself, when I got here, it was 2 o'clock today, so an hour ago. And I mean, they were rocking. They were deep in the streets. Then I walked in to the ballpark and they're in here. So I'm like, what do you have, reserves? Like, is this... Are you coming off the bench? Are you sixth man of the year? You guys just go in different waves out here? So I don't know what's going on, but it is intense. And listen, I mean, it kind of is a microcosm of what's going on with this baseball team right now as well. We go into the All-Star break hotter than fish grease. We talked about it here on the Travis Thomas Experience ad nauseum, my last show. 617-779-7937. Hit me up, 617-779-7937. Call me. I want to hear from you. Travis Thomas Experience on Instagram and Twitter as well. We talked about how hot this team was, but we kind of knew. We didn't see this coming, but we kind of knew coming out of the break it was going to be a lot tougher. You don't have a great showing against the Cubs. You don't have a great showing against the Phillies. You go 2-4 in those series. And then last night, I thought, listen, all things considered, I thought Brian Bello pitched as good as he could with no run support. I mean, I don't know what the hell happened, and I get it. You know, we talked about how historically bad the Rockies are, how historically bad the Nationals are, and then come to find out that the Rays were, at the time, you beat them before the All-Star break, they weren't playing great. But since the All-Star break, we see that wasn't as excellent of a sweep that we thought it was at the time. They're not playing great baseball at the break either. So, you know, you kind of take from that, well, they played the competition that was nowhere near what they're seeing now. Top of the NL. I mean, three of the top five NL teams right now are what the Red Sox are dealing with. So even though Bayo, I thought, pitched well enough, no run support, these scores since the All-Star break say everything you need to know. You lose to the Cubs 4-1. You get blanked in game two against them. You finally get a win because you had Crochet and your bats woke up. So you win that one, kind of salvage the series. Remember, that was a Crochet heroic start. You had Bregman showing that, listen, this is not the same team that has fallen apart the past few years. Those teams did not have Crochet. Those teams did not have Bregman. Then you go to Philly again. You go to extra innings in that. You lose 3-2. You lose 4-1 the next night that just felt lifeless coming off that catcher's interference where you lost. Then you go to extras again. You win it in 11, 9-8. The bats come alive. It seems like anytime you're desperate, the offense shows up. That's not going to get you to the postseason. And then last night, in a lot of ways, I thought Bayo did his thing, but the bats go cold, and it felt like another sort of lifeless type of game. There was no urgency. And you're at home at Fenway. I mean, listen, you are in Wrigley and you are in Philly. Those are two of the toughest places to win in Major League Baseball. You come back home. I'm like, I'm on Nesson all morning yesterday saying, listen, I think this team being at home 9 of the next 12 games is exactly what the doctor ordered. They're going to figure it out. They're not going to get as hot as they did before the All-Star break because of the level of competition. But they're certainly going to give you a good showing knowing that the trade deadline is right around the corner. Speaking of which, when we come back from break, I'll get into the deadline, my wish list for the Red Sox. I do want to hear from you, though. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on this Dodgers series. Your thoughts. I haven't really talked to you since this team has been back from the All-Star break. So your thoughts of the second half of the season so far. Do you still believe? Because I talked to you right before we went to the break, and I asked you, is this a playoff team? And unequivocally, all of you who called me said yes. There was one or two who said, I'm not sure. No one at that time said no. So I'm just taking your temperature. I'm taking your pulse here. Do you still feel as though this is a playoff baseball team? 617-779-7937. You can also give me your wish list for what you want at the trade deadline. I'll give you mine when we come back. As far as tonight goes, you know, I've been asked this question a lot of, well, Trev, you're getting Crochet and Kershaw tonight. That's like an all-time matchup, right? And I go, yeah, it is on paper. Obviously, Clayton Kershaw, greatest pitcher of my generation, no questions asked, no debates. But I almost feel like he's that rock band that we all respect, but we all know their best years are behind them. They still come out. They still rock a stadium or an arena. Everyone goes crazy. But even when you're listening to them, you're like, yeah, this isn't quite what they used to be. Still good, but it's not the same. It's not the same. That's Clayton Kershaw. Garrett Crochet right now, he's the hottest artist. He's winning all the Grammys. He's on the radio. He's box office. He's the star. So, yes, it is cool to watch Crochet and Kershaw do their thing tonight. But Garrett Crochet, yet again, is in a position where he has to bail out the Red Sox. I believe he will. The thing about him is that's a little different from Bayo or anyone else in this rotation, which is why I'm arguing. I'm telling you right now, spoiler alert, one of the things I want on my wish list at the trade deadline is a real number two starter in this rotation. And one of the reasons why is because Bayo, we know he's pretty limited in terms of they don't keep him late in games. They keep him very analytical, very pitch count. You know, you're going to get six innings out of Bayo and they're getting him out of there. Last night was no different. And I don't think there's anyone else in the rotation who could do what Crochet can, where he says, run support be damned. Get me one. I mean, he almost reminds you of the great defenses you see in football sometimes. The all-time defenses, Brady's early years, where they weren't asking him to put up crazy video game numbers. Hey, can you get us 17? Can you get us 20 points, 23 points? We'll win the game. Defense will win the game for you. That's Garrett Crochet. That's what I think we'll see tonight. I think he's going to go out there tonight, pitch lights out like he always does. He'll get a couple of runs. That's all he needs. Low scoring. Yes, I bet the under, for those wondering. Low scoring game. I think the Sox grind it out. And then we'll see tomorrow. I mean, you just don't know, do you, with Bueller? You have no idea. He's looked pretty good his last few outings, but we've also seen the other side of that coin, haven't we? So tomorrow, obviously, you know, we could cross that bridge when it comes. I am on tomorrow as well. I'm on after the game until 6. So it's a Travis Thomas Experience weekend here at Fenway. I'm still recovering from being shell-shocked of walking in with all the protests. I'm telling you, I was not ready. There was no poise in the pocket. Tom, I know you're back in the studio. Usually I'm poised in the pocket. I'm cool as a cucumber. I walked in here to Fenway today. I mean, it was a protest outside. I walked past them. I went, man, that was intense. Glad I got through that. And then I walked in, and they're all in here chilling, just being dispersed out in the streets with picket signs. I'm like, I can't get rid of this. It's right outside the studio right now. Insane here for the Travis Thomas Experience. Taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. A couple of questions for you. Do you still have faith that this baseball team is going to be okay and make the postseason? Second question, give me some wish lists. Give me some names that you want at the trade deadline to help this team get over the hump and get back into the postseason where they belong. You can also message me. I'm at Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and at Travis Thomas Experience on IG as well. We have a packed show for you. I'm going to go ahead and talk Sox here for the next hour, and then we'll swing back around to it at the end of the show, getting you ready for Sox Dodgers. But I want to talk Bruins offseason. I definitely want to talk what we've learned from the first week of training camp for the Patriots. A lot of things going on, specifically on the offensive side. We saw some clips coming out of there today. I'll talk to you about what I've seen if you hadn't seen it yet. It's going crazy on social media. Drake May just throwing absolute darts. So we'll talk Patriots as well before I get out of here at 6. So I'm out of here at 6. 3 to 6 today, and then I'm on the after the Red Sox game tomorrow until 6. So party with me here on the Travis Thomas Experience. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. I'll also talk a little bit of Celtics before we get out of here as well. Someone DM'd me a Celtics question. I had no intention of talking their offseason because it's stressing me out. I mean, honestly, this whole second apron, and we can't afford this and that, and oh my God, like, are we really going to start Luka Garza at center this year? Is that a real thing that's going to happen? I mean, it's bad enough I'm in the Twilight Zone. Honestly, I don't have any people working here at Fenway to get me a beer and a hot dog after the game. So you got that going. By the way, in my neighborhood, my trash people are still on strike. They have not picked up trash in my neighborhood since right before July 4th. So since July 4th, the worst holiday weekend for trash ever invented in human existence, okay? They have not picked up trash since. So imagine what my neighborhood smells like in the sweltering jungle heat that we are feeling right now. So I had no trash workers, no concession workers, and we are still working here on the Travis Thomas Experience. I'll tell you right now, I'm showing up. I'm here. Are you? 617-779-7937. Call me. Tell me about your baseball team. Do you believe? What do they need at the deadline? Have some of you completely punted on the season? Has this second half start against these NL killers, has it convinced you that your baseball team is cooked? You can call me too, 617-779-7937. Is there anyone out there suggesting that the Sox should just sell at the deadline because they're not going to make it? I don't believe that. I think this team, and I said this during the middle of a win streak, I think this team is ahead of schedule, to be honest with you. I think they built this, obviously, for the future. I mean, you see the young core. We understand that. I think they built it for the future, and if they obviously made the playoffs this season, great. You don't go out and sign an Alex Bregman, trade for a Crochet, do all these things that they did and not have the goal of making the postseason. But I do believe if they missed it, they were in the hunt till the end, like they've been in previous years with less talented teams, by the way. So I just always felt like if they come up short this year, they can actually sell you now. And they can say, we're going to be in good shape. Look at all the young guys who got experience. We're going to be just fine, you know, next season and beyond. And the fact that they went on that win streak, the fact that they got into this playoff hunt the way they have, I actually felt like, you know, they could be ahead of schedule. And now we're starting to see that. I don't think this Red Sox team is far off by any means. But clearly, when you see them against these heavies in the National League, They're not elite. They're not there yet. They're not there yet. Now, do you believe they're a move or two away from being there? That is the question. 617-779-7937. When we come back, I'll tell you the moves I think they should make to get them over the hump, get them in the postseason. By the way, I'm talking about the National League and how these teams are so elite, especially at the top. We see who the Sox have been playing, obviously Cubs, Phillies, Dodgers. But the American League is wide open. So there's no denying that if this team can get into the postseason, they can make some noise. I don't think anyone can deny that because the American League is that wide open. And we've seen teams from that wild card position in the American League make real deep playoff runs and make World Series. That's a possibility, but at the same time, I just don't believe this team can stand pat and make that happen. I think they do have to go out and make something shake at the trade deadline. 617-779-7937. Call me. Tell me what you think. You can also message me at Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. When we come back, we'll keep talking Sox, and then I'll get you more sports as the show goes on. I'm here till 6. Party with me. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Sox dropped game one of their three-game series against the Dodgers last night by a final score of 5-2. They play game two tonight with coverage starting right here on WEEI at 6:15 with the Mass Mutual pregame show and our good friend Joe Weil. It's a marquee pitching matchup tonight. Garrett Crochet, the pig on the mound for the Boston Red Sox, opposite of Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers. Lineups are out tonight for tonight's Red Sox game. Batting first, designated hitter Rob Remsnyder. Second, Alex Bregman playing third. Third, Roman Anthony in right field. Roman Gonzalez batting cleanup at second base. Trevor Story, shortstop, batting fifth. Carlos Narvaez batting sixth, the catcher. Jaron Duran is in left field batting seventh. Seidon Rafaela, center fielder, batting eighth. And to close it out, Abraham Toro playing first base batting ninth. First pitch at 7:15. Pats have wrapped up day four of training camp. Former second-round draft pick Jalen Polk was absent yet again. He has yet to attend a Patriots training camp practice. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending here on WEEI, WEEI.com. More Travis Thomas Experience coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Travis Thomas Experience here at Fenway Park. It feels so good to say that every time we're here live at Fenway. I'm loving the experience here. I was so happy when they asked me to come down to the ballpark this weekend. I'm here for tonight's game and tomorrow as well. Travis Thomas Experience. Tonight, I'm 3 to 6. Tomorrow, I'm whenever I go on until 6. It's usually around 4 o'clock or so. 617-779-7937. Taking your phone calls all show long. We'll talk Sox all show long, although I will be talking other things later on in the program. You can also message me at Travis Thomas Experience on Instagram and Twitter. Before I went to break, I was saying how, you know, last night was disappointing. I thought Brian Bello pitched good enough to win. He got no run support. I mean, what's he supposed to do? But in all honesty, you know, I have not been as down on the Sox as many of you have since the All-Star break has been over. I mean, look, they were the hottest team in baseball going into the All-Star break, but there was no way I thought they were going to go out to Wrigley against a damn good Cubs team that could be in the World Series when all this is said and done. They could be. Again, and then go to Philly against a damn good Phillies team that could be in the World Series when all this is said and done. They could be. And then come back home to Fenway against the Dodgers, who lately have looked anything but a World Series contender or a World Series champion. But we all know the truth. They can be. I mean, they've also dealt with a ton of injuries lately as well. So Dodgers, I just never felt like Dodgers, Phillies and Cubs was going to go well. In the end, it's kind of gone the way I thought it would, which is why I do believe this team needs to add and not stand pat, and certainly not even suggest selling at the trade deadline. So that's what I want to get into in this segment. 617-779-7937. Hit me up. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. All right, Tom, let's hit the phone lines. Let's go to my man AJ on line one and get his takes on his baseball team. AJ, what's happening? I'm at Fenway, baby.
Yeah, that's what's going on. That's what's up, man. I actually used to work there through Aramark for concessions. Just a shout out to those guys. I know they went on strike, actually.
Yeah, tell me what's going on, bro. It's intense. What? Give me your take on that, and then we'll talk baseball.
Man, I just think that they want to be compensated, and they want to just make sure they're set. Things are a little unsettled right now.
Yeah, now,
I haven't worked there for like two seasons now, but I hope that it comes together for them because they really do a lot out there for the people, providing what they want and everything. So
for sure, man. Appreciate you speaking on that.
It's definitely intense.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, what do you think of the Sox?
I'm not really too worried. 2-5 out of the break. That ain't cause for alarm. They went up against three of, like you said, the best three teams. I do think they're going to sneak into the postseason, and I think they're going to – but honestly, I don't know if it's a hot take or not, but I just think that Coors just does stuff and it's just not working. I just wonder what his expiration date in Boston is going to wind up being, because I just don't see some things changing while he's the manager.
Yeah.
He's done some great things, and I appreciate what he's done, but I think we need something new. I'm also curious, what's your take on how far down the prospect list they might pull from to try to make any trades? Because I think with the last couple of drafts, a lot of their top 15 prospects are dominated by pitching now.
Yeah.
On lower levels. But I'm wondering whether you think that if they get a good enough return, they keep Duran and maybe trade Justin Nixon Garcia. I'm wondering what you think about that, and I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate the call, AJ. Thanks, man, and thanks for the insight too on you know, these concession workers, man. It is crazy. It is intense for sure. For those of you who are just joining us, I started the show today actually by telling the story of how when I got here to Fenway, I was walking by all the picket lines and the protesters for this stuff. And so I got by it, and I got into the ballpark, and I thought, man, that was intense. Like, that was crazy. And then as I was getting closer and closer to the WEEI studio, it was there was a lot more people inside, like gearing up to go outside. So I feel like they have a nice little, you know, system rocking for you know, the starters and the relief and all that. So they're obviously going to be here all night doing their thing. And I heard last night, you know, it was pretty intense as well. I wasn't here last night, but I'm here tonight and I'm here tomorrow. And obviously this is going to be something ongoing. In terms of the prospects, look, man, you could be right. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be some expert of what they're going to trade and what they're going to give up. But I'll tell you this, you know, Josh Naylor went to the Mariners and it didn't cost much. Listen, that's a guy that I thought the Red Sox really fumbled on not going to get. He literally checks every box that they need. They need a first baseman with a pop in the bat and a real first baseman, not a platoon, not an experiment. This guy, Josh Naylor, is the truth, okay? And, oh, by the way, he has playoff experience. So that's a guy that I thought, you know, I don't know him. I've never covered him in my career or in his career. But I haven't heard anything that he's a pain in the arse in the clubhouse or he's an issue or anything like that. So I feel like that's a guy that would fit into the culture that you have here and get along with everyone. And they fumbled on that. And, I mean, look, he went for a couple of prospects, but they weren't, you know, they didn't give up the farm to go get him. So if you're telling me I could have had that guy for a couple of prospects, I'd have been fine with that. You know, and then obviously we hear all the players' names that are in the trade rumors as well. I would have been fine with any of them. I think we all are in the same boat in terms of just don't give up any of the young core. You know, you obviously can't touch Bregman. I think there's certain guys you're just not going to move. You're just going to hang up the phone if anyone even calls and asks. But I think most teams around this league know better than to ask for some of these guys. But if you're telling me I had to give up two prospects for Josh Naylor, sign me up. And I also don't think – I think there's a benefit to not waiting until the trade deadline. I mean, think about the Mariners' position. I'm looking at the wild card standings right now. That's a team you have to compete against. And they just went and got better. So, you know, I was just telling Bravo this before I came on air for this show. Some of this stuff is defense, too. You have to keep these guys away from the teams competing against you. You know, you don't want the Rays to get anyone. You don't want the Rangers to get anyone. You don't want the Mariners to get anyone. And if you hear that they're involved in some of these players, because all the contenders are trying to get, you know, the same pool of guys, right? When you hear their names in that, you got to go and make the move. Not only because it's what you need, but because it keeps the other teams you're competing against from getting what they need. And I just thought it was a missed opportunity there for the Red Sox. Do you? 617-779-7937. Hit me up. Let me know. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG as well. You can message me there if you don't want to call in. It's fine. If you're shy, I don't discriminate. Just hit me up. Tell me what you think. Give me a take, would you? But listen, in the end, all this stuff, if you are going to wait till the deadline, it just drives the price up. So if you're telling me you're not going to, you know, a couple prospects, let them go for a guy like Josh Naylor, then I'm not so sure that they're going to be as aggressive as we want them to be at the deadline, because the asking prices only go up from that point. I'll tell you a couple old dogs who I like. I like Zach Gallen. That's a guy who I would love to see them go get. I feel like it would cost you a Duran for sure and probably a prospect. But Zach Gallen's a guy who he hasn't pitched well this season. It's a contract year for him. One thing I've noticed in my career of covering this stuff, in contract years, we're all used to these athletes having like career years because they're trying to get paid, right? So all of a sudden in a contract year, you know, you hit the most home runs you ever have, or you throw up for the most strikeouts you ever have, or if it's football, you get the most tackles ever or touchdowns, and then you get paid. And then we know the rest of that story. You're either a great player or you disappear into the ether after you get paid, right? But in Zach Gallen's case, I think it's a flip side of the coin that we don't see that often, where a player is pressing way too much. I think he's trying to do too damn much. And this is a guy who we all know. I mean, he was an ace-level starter and he just hasn't really looked at. And he's 29 years old. He wants to get paid. He doesn't have any injury history. I think in a lot of ways, this is kind of a Garrett Crochet-esque type situation, except that Crochet was in baseball hell. He was in baseball hell, and the Red Sox rescued him. You know, Gallen's a really good player who's been on some good teams, and he's just not pitching well right now. So I understand the sentiment around this team of they don't want to trade for someone that they have to pay. They want to trade for someone who's already under control. But I just don't know if you're going to get over the hump with that type of mentality. You know, if that's the case, just stand pat at this deadline and tell everyone, listen, you know, we're a year ahead of schedule, but we're going to, you know, we like the team we have. We're going to fight for a playoff spot, and we feel good about the future. Just tell us that. But you could do that now. You know, I mean, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining here. If you want to really go for this in a wide-open American League, you can. That's your prerogative. You can do that. You can go make some trades and really go win the American League. It's there for the taking. But if you're going to do that, you know, it's going to cost you. And if they're willing to do that, I think a Zach Gallen is someone who could be an absolute. You can look at it as a rental if you want. I don't. I would bring in Gallen. He would be my number two starter, and I'd pay him. That's what I would do. And I would have a 1-2 punch, from the baseball heavens for the next 10 years. I mean, Crochet and Gallen, are you kidding? Try beating that in a 7-game series. How's your not sound? Especially if you can actually get some run support for once in your life. I mean, so that's a guy I want. Same thing with the Marlins pitcher, Alcantara. I like him too. Seth Lugo's another one. Seth Lugo's old as dirt, but he's had an off year as well. He would be a rental as well because he'll be a free agent after the season. He's too old to sign to a long term. So that's one. I feel the opposite with him as I do Zach Gallen. With him, I would trade for Lugo I'm talking about. I'd trade for, and I'd just say, listen, if you want to be here, you know, beyond this, we'll throw you a short-term contract, but there's no way in hell I'm paying him big money. But Lugo would work because that's a starter, and he's also come out of the bullpen in his career. So as long as his attitude is right, remember when the Sox were flirting with Alex Bregman and all the rumors were, well, you know, they'd have to move him because of Devers, and Bregman's like, I don't care. Wherever I end up, I'll play wherever to help my team win. And the Sox ended up winning that sweepstakes, which was great. But I think Seth Lugo's like that. I think he's a veteran dude who's just like, look, you need me to be a starter. You need me to come out of the bullpen. You need me to do both. It doesn't matter. I think a guy like that is worth kicking the tires on. You know, speaking of kicking the tires, I haven't given up hope on Joe Ryan. That's another guy who could be a real number two, you know, starter in this rotation. Now, everything that you read online and all the reports suggest that the Twins are not interested in trading him unless it's, you know, a godfather offer. I don't know if the Red Sox are willing to do that. You and I don't believe they are, right? But if there is hope for Joe Ryan, I'm going to keep that light on in that office overnight because I'm telling you right now, again, I'll go back to this. If I have to give up a Yoshida or a Duran, a couple prospects, and I can get a Joe Ryan, are you kidding? I'll do it. But I just don't know if the Twins would do that. Gallen, Lugo, obviously Joe Ryan's at the top of my list always. I'm interested in the arms. At this point, you know, this team needs offense, but I just don't feel like I kind of get the feeling that they're going to double down on pitching. I mean, this pitching staff is held up pretty decently outside of Crochet, but, you know, you need more, especially if that's going to be your calling card. I think they're going to go after arms. I really do. 617-779-7937. We're talking Red Sox here for the rest of the hour. There has been a sighting here at the studio. I got to tell you right now, it's a lot of things going on at Fenway. There's protest. It's hot as Hades outside. There's a lot happening. But I look up and I see the legend, the wonderful, the lovely Casey Hudson from Nesson walking by. I wave. Next thing I know, she's in my studio. So we'll get to her. I want to talk some Bruins with her coming up as well. But we are taking your calls all show long on your baseball team. 617-779-7937. I'll throw a couple more names at you who I would love at the trade deadline when we come back from break, at Travis Thomas Experience as well on Instagram and Twitter. And then what we'll do at 4 o'clock, I'll switch gears. We'll talk a little Bruins with Casey, talk some Red Sox with her as well. And then I will switch gears and talk Patriots later on in the 4 o'clock hour, maybe at 4:30 or so. We could talk some Patriots. We have got to talk about, I mean, this video is going viral. I've watched it like 100 times on repeat. I don't even care they're not in pads. Drake May threw an absolute dart, a beaut, to Pop Douglas today, and the crowd went nuts. And the only reason I'm counting it and I'm talking about it, even though they're not in pads, is because I actually like Pop Douglas. He's the only wide receiver on this entire roster that I don't have a problem with. He's the only one. Even Stephon Diggs. I don't buy at this advanced age that he's a true number one receiver. I think Stephon Diggs at this stage of his career is a great number two wide receiver. If you have, for example, and I'll talk about this later in the show, but if you trade for a Terry McLaurin, for example, Stephon Diggs becomes that much more valuable now because you have a true number one wide receiver. But Diggs at this age, with the mileage, with the attitude, coming off of the injury, I'm not buying it. I don't think he's a number one. I don't think Pop Douglas is either. But I tell you one thing. I mean, the past few years, every time I look up, he's the only wide receiver consistently making plays on Sundays for a team who's allergic to making plays on Sundays. Did you follow what I just said? Pop Douglas is the only wide receiver on the roster, when I look up, making plays on Sundays for a team in the past few years who have not made plays on Sundays. So Drake May throwing to him, I'm going to take that connection every time I see it, whether they're in pads or the underwear Olympics like we're seeing at training camp this week. It's driving me nuts. I feel like old man who yells at clouds with training camp. I've covered training camp for so many years in my career, different teams, Ravens, Commanders, Patriots. And just to go from what I had over the years, the opening of camp meant hell for these guys. It was hot. It was two-a-days. They were hitting. Coaches were yelling at them. It was awesome. And now they don't wear pads. They just stretch. I mean, come on. I would make a joke about it's all rainbows and puppies, but they actually literally had puppies the first day of camp. That's a true story. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a whole new world now. What are you going to do? 617-779-7937. Get in here if you want to talk Red Sox. I'll take your wish list for the trade deadline. Also, just want to get your thoughts on them. What do you think tonight? Let's get some predictions here. Tonight and tomorrow against the Dodgers, do you think they can take 2 out of 3? Do you think they're doomed? Are they getting swept? You think they'll get one game like they did against the Cubbies and the Phillies? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Hit me up. Casey Hudson in studio with me next, right here. Travis Thomas Experience on WEE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
FBI. That's what I was singing to all the workers who are protesting today. That you want it that way. I want it that way for you, too. Let's get you paid so I can get a hot dog. I need a Fenway Frank and a beer after this game. Stat tonight. Travis Thomas Experience live from Fenway. And looky, looky, who just walked into my studio. I didn't even promote this today because I was like, well, I'm not sure. Listen to this weekend for Casey Hudson of Nesson, okay? Friday, she was at the Red Sox Foundation Service Project during the day. Then that night, she was on Unobstructed Views on Nesson doing her thing. Then this morning, she ran a 5K in the Run to Home Base here at Fenway Park. Now she's here on the experience, taking in the ambiance, going to watch a game here tonight. I mean, what don't you do, Case?
Reside in Fenway yet. Like, all I have to do is pay rent out of this weekend. I'm hoping they don't come and collect. Why'd I even have to go home? No, it's great because honestly, if not for this Red Sox season, I feel like this has been like one of the other large integrations of like becoming a Bostonian.
Yeah.
And just kind of really adapting to New England and the culture. We know I know how to New England.
You do.
At a high level. I run off to Newport every chance I get. But this has been fantastic because through the Red Sox Foundation.
Yeah.
Meeting so many staples that are a part of the Red Sox and the Red Sox Foundation. Some of the players, shout out to Liam Hendricks' wife, Christy, because if she's not one of the greatest human beings I have met.
Wow. Yeah.
And they are the captains of the home base program also. So like got to get to know them a bit more. But like I said, some of these families and wives, they are the spine. And like, I have to give her a massive shout out.
That's too cool. So let's talk about Unobstructed Views last night, because you were on Nesson watching this game unfold.
Mm-hmm.
And I said earlier in the show, since the Sox have come back from the All-Star break, the bats have just gone cold.
Yeah.
Okay? The offense is a mess. But I felt last night there's been a couple games like this. Game two in Philly against the Phillies after the catcher's interference game felt like last night too, where they just come out really flat. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel as though there's a sense of urgency with this team, particularly with the bats.
Yeah.
Did it feel that way to you, or am I too hard on them?
No, honestly, I would take it back to say it felt like game one versus the Cubs. Like, you were just waiting for that wave of energy, and like there was moments where like it could it pick up here. For instance, you know, you got Wong who knocks it over to the Green Monster, and people just kind of losing it over that. But then like, where's the follow-up so that the energy and the momentum can continue to carry through the inning? And that's the hard part. And obviously it's harder for the guys than us spectating it and breaking it down. But I feel like that's the wall they just keep kind of coming against. Like, once they get that moment that they really have to turn that spark into a full-fledged fire, it just doesn't happen.
What about any special guest last night on the show? Because I have a story I want to tell you, and I know you had someone on there who is near and dear to my heart, Case.
We had Kevin Millar on Unobstructed News, and for anyone who doesn't know, Queen of the Diamond, Alana Rizzo,
she's the best.
Leads the charge for Unobstructed Views. She keeps Jared Carrabas and yep. John Papelbon, very much contained and in control.
What a job.
Right. But I mean, she does it so eloquently. So it's always a great time. But yeah, we had Millar on yesterday. And as soon as he gets on, Jared calls him Uncle Kevin, which, like, you always have questions for Jared's connections to people in Boston. And it was funny because they told so many great stories, and he's working on like a softball tournament or something all-star wise somewhere. He was being very incognito in his hotel. Mm-hmm. And of course we got to, ask him what's his feel out for trade deadline and stuff, but I love his energy. Mm-hmm. And he's my kind of guy. He's got a draw to his accent. So
he's
just
a cowboy.
Like, he is a cowboy. Yes. So to hear him and Pap's probably my favorite cowboy, and then yep. Jared just kind of jump in between. It was a great time.
That's awesome. So, all right, I got to tell you the story now. So, MLB All-Star Game was in D.C. whatever year, and it was around July 4th. So they wanted us to do like a hot dog eating contest, right?
Oh, my God. I'm instantly nauseous.
And so it was all like former ball players and famous people, right? And so they asked me, because I was hosting a show where this was taking place. So they were like, why don't you just be a judge? Because you have to work. And I was like, all right. So I did my show. They're gearing up. It's time for the hot dog eating contest. So they assign you a celebrity. I got Kevin Millar. So they're like, all right, your job is, he knows what to do. He's got all these hot dogs lined up. The water that they dip it in, disgusting.
Disgusting.
Joey Chestnut is like walking by everyone, like watching everything. So he's given pointers. It's a whole thing, right? So they tell me, all you have to do is watch him eat and count how many hot dogs he eat. Like, that's it? They're like, yeah. All right.
Horrible job.
So before we start, Millar comes up to me. He's like, listen, man, I'm going to do everything I can. I am competitive. I'm going to try to win this, but I refuse to die here today. Like, try, So I laugh and I go, don't worry about it. I'll cook the books. He shakes my hand and walks off. I don't think anything of it. I kind of said it as a joke, but as he's going on and I'm seeing the struggle and he's near the lead, I'm like, you know what? I am going to cook the books for him. I'm going to give him I'm going to give two or three extra hot dogs because I didn't know the other scores, but I knew I could see the competitors.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my guy's in this. So I'm like, I'm going to give him an extra two or three at the end. Who's going to check me on that? So I did, and sure enough, he won. So afterwards, he comes up. He's like, I know damn well I didn't eat that many. I'm like, yes, sir, you did not. You are correct.
An honest man.
Yes, oh, and I honestly told him from the beginning I would cheat for him, and I did. And he appreciated it.
I mean, I would appreciate it, especially because it wouldn't happen. Like, once I realized that these hot dog eating contests consisted of, like, water to sog it up, Case. Like, that's my worst nightmare.
Case, the sound of these guys dipping hot dogs in the water and then literally – I don't even think they – I don't know how they do that.
I honestly thought you were going to tell me that you, like, as his assigned judge, that, like, watching him go through the process of this made you vomit because that's what I would do.
No, well, we did – that week – we did like our own hot dog eating contest on air live.
You tried it?
And I tried and it was not. But it wasn't like the competitive real eaters. Like I wasn't doing the water. It was just me and my, it would be like me and you. Like me and my co-host went against each other. Who could eat a hot dog or two the fastest?
You can see my gills getting green over
there. Yeah, no, it didn't go well for me. And so I am competitive like you are, but I know my lane. Like I'm not going to do an eating contest. That's not my lane.
I wouldn't sign up for anything that like extra switch will never go off.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this morning when I almost felt like dying because trying to run the incline and decline of Paul Revere streets, I was just like, whoa, running in Florida is very different.
Because it's flat.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yes. But
here it's hot and hilly.
All the things. So trying to get through
the worst combo
and the bridge to come back. And I'm thinking to myself, we made one promise to thyself. You will not stop.
And
I was getting queasy and it was like, no. And then that switch goes off because then you got the tall guys next to you who so rudely use their stride. And like, if only my.
And you're definitely running faster than them. They just.
Yeah. I got too cocky from the beginning. Okay. I started off with the wrong song. It got me too hype. And then you're trying to break out of the crowd that's like sludging along in the beginning. I'm making this sound. little more intense. But like when you're trying to get out of the herd and stuff, and then you got the song that fires you up from the top, like I knew I should have reshuffled that pack and I didn't. So like sure enough, once I got to the bridge and the first big incline, I was like, whoa, we didn't time this out at all.
Case, you worked way too hard on that playlist to just have your best song out of the gate.
I worked so hard on that playlist.
Casey Hudson of Nesson joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. When we come back, we'll talk Bruins. This is Casey's dream come true to just sit with one of her favorite people and talk hockey for 15 minutes. We'll do that when we come back here on the Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls all show long on your baseball team. 617-779-7937. My question to you is pretty simple. I mean, do you still believe in this team? Are you starting to lose a little bit of steam here now that you see them go against these heavyweights in the NL and not do well? Do you still believe they'll make the postseason? What do you want wish list-wise at the trade deadline? I gave you mine earlier. I'll do it again before I get out of here at 6. I'm here till 6, but we're talking Bruins when we come back. I'm going to talk Patriots after that, and I'm going to fit in the Celtics at some point here in the Travis Thomas Experience before I bring it back to the Sox. But we will talk it all show long. Call us, 617-779-7937. You can message me at Travis Thomas Experience on IG or Twitter. Get at me, Travis Thomas, Casey Hudson, Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.